AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Black students at the University of Missouri say the resignation of President Tim Wolf is just the beginning of the effort to end what they say is a racist atmosphere on the campus in Columbia. Student Marshall Allen.
Students, staff, and faculty of color must be involved in the process on who will be our next UM system president.
Wolf resigned today amid a hunger strike by a black graduate student, the decision of some 30 black football players not to take part in team activities, and no confidence actions by the student government and faculty groups. President Obama says the U.S. is working with Jordan after at least two Americans were among the four killed in among the five killed in an attack by a Jordanian police officer that left seven other people wounded at a training facility near the state run by the State Department. During a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Obama told reporters,
"We take this very seriously and we'll be working closely with the Jordanians to determine exactly what happened."
Russian track and field athletes could be banned from next year's Olympics in Rio de Janeiro after a devastatingly critical report finds the Kremlin complicit in widespread doping and cover-ups. Dick Pound headed the commission that looked into the allegations of state-supported doping programs in Russia. He says athletes had little choice but to go along with the cheating.
In many cases, it's part of a system where they have no practical choice. If they want to participate and have access to coaching, you follow the regime or you're out.
Russian sports minister Vitaly Mutko insists his country is being persecuted. He has also threatened to cut off government funding for anti-doping work. University of Virginia fraternity that was the focus of a debunked Rolling Stone article about a gang rape has filed a $25 million lawsuit against the magazine. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 178. This is AP Radio News. A study finds wealthy people needing organ transplants can use their money to gain an advantage over others on the transplant list. Julie Walker with more.
The study confirms what many have long suspected. The rich have an advantage even in a system designed to steer organs to the sickest patients and those who have waited longest. Rich people can better afford the tests and the travel to get on more than one transplant center's waiting list. The study was co-authored by Dr. Raymond Givens.
People are using their resources to essentially jump the line by getting more than one ticket in the lottery.
Apple founder Steve Jobs may have benefited from this tactic. He got a liver transplant in Tennessee, even though he lived in California. Julie Walker, New York.
The owner of an Ohio funeral home where 11 bodies were found in various states of decay pleads no contest to abuse of corpse charges. Robert Tate Jr. is also giving up his funeral director's license. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.